Growing up, Luana Albino remembers exactly the kinds of seaweed or limu that grace the shores of her hometown of Waimanalo.
We had manawea. Manawea is a red limu that looks like a tree underneath the water. We had wawaiole, the rat's toe. We had a'ala'ula in the front of where I live. We had limu lipoa. We had lots of limu kala, where if you got a big cut, like today, somebody had to go get stitches. You just get that limu kala, you pop the bubbles and you put it on top and it coagulates the blood and stops it.
Albino's family has been living in Waimanalo for 6 generations.
When I was little, limu was all over Waimanalo, so plentiful. And we could just go on the shoreline and pick it up. Today, a'ohe, no more nothing.
Albino is on a mission to restore that abundance. She's part of a group called Waimanalo Limu Hui. The group hosted about 150 volunteers at Kayona Beach Park over the weekend to plant limu.
Many times I'm asked, how can you grow limu without the roots?
That's limu whisperer Wally Ito. He works with coastal communities across the state to restore limu along Hawaii's shorelines.
The limu actually absorbs nutrients directly to the cell wall, so there's no need it'll still grow without that, what people consider the roots.
Volunteers are weaving a type of limu Ito calls manawea loloa into a lei, using raffia as a base.
So what we're doing is we're taking sprigs of limu every couple inches or so. So you end up with a three foot length of lei, and you can plant that separately, or I've seen communities where they tie it all together end to end and put a rock on top to hold it down. You gotta have something to hold it down, yeah.
Ito learned this method of limu planting from his mentor, Uncle Henry Chang Wo.
You know, Uncle Henry always said, no limu, no fish, which is true, yeah. Limu is the base of the near shore marine environment. So you can put all the fish back in the ocean, but if they don't want nothing to eat, they're not gonna last very long.
For Albino, the undertaking is personal.
We've been active since October planting, and hopefully in my lifetime or in my children or grandchildren's lifetime, they will be able to see what I saw.
For HPR News, I am Kuvehi Hiraishi.